Let Your Geek Side Show. Pop culture news now.
Hey, this is Chris, and here are your daily geek headlines. In Marvel Studios news, the Marvel Cinematic Universe turns 10 this year. And to kick off the celebration, Marvel Studios assembled nearly all of its stars for one gigantic photograph. Actors, directors, and artists all came together for this momentous event, celebrating the MCU from the humble beginnings of Iron Man all the way to this February's Black Panther. In DC movie news, actor Joaquin Phoenix is reportedly in talks to star in Warner Brothers' standalone film about the Joker. The currently untitled film will explore the Joker's origin story, as directed by Todd Phillips. This film will supposedly not affect the Jared Leto iteration of the character, who appeared in the 2016 Suicide Squad film. In Black Panther news, the popular movie review site Rotten Tomatoes has revealed Black Panther's movie rating ahead of its February 16th release. As of Friday morning, the film has received 86 reviews and a 98% approval rating, ranking the movie certified fresh. Black Panther has a confirmed runtime of 134 minutes and has two post-credit scenes. In Amazon television news, actors Steve Pemberton and Mark Gatiss have just been cast in the upcoming Good Omens series, based on the popular novel by Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman. The League of Gentlemen actors will be playing small roles in the Amazon Prime series as a pair of unfriendly book buyers named Harmony and Glozier. In Overwatch news, Blizzard Entertainment has launched their second annual Lunar New Year event for the popular online shooter Overwatch. The event includes brand new cosmetic elements for its popular characters, as well as an updated Capture the Flag game mode, which was first introduced in the 2017 version of Lunar New Year. Did you know you can now get our daily updates streamed for free on your favorite podcasting platform? Now there are even more ways to let your geek side show. This has been your daily Geek Headlines update. For more ad-free pop culture news and content, visit geeksideshow.com. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.